Four Little Friends. Give thanks unto God in the Spirit for whatsoever blessing ye are blessed with. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 32. Katie's Prayer by Connie Parker. Before getting into bed, Katie and Karen knelt to pray. Karen soon finished and jumped back into bed. Katie was still praying. Karen fluffed her pillow a few times and curled up under her nice warm quilt. Katie was still praying. Karen closed her eyes. After a while, she opened her eyes again. Katie was still praying. Karen adjusted her quilt again and snuggled in. Katie finally finished her prayer. "What could you possibly be praying about for that long?" Karen asked. "Well, I was thanking Heavenly Father for all He gave me today." Karen sat up. "Really? He gave you that much today?" "Oh, yes." "Like what?" "Well," Katie said, "when I woke up this morning, I opened the curtains, and the sun warmed my face. I was thankful for sunshine. I got dressed and rushed downstairs for breakfast. When we all knelt for family prayer, I thought, I'm so thankful to have a wonderful family. After breakfast, I went for a bike ride. I heard birds singing. I saw flowers of all colors and shapes. I saw the big shady trees up and down our street. I could smell the fresh air. I thought, I'm so thankful for this wonderful world. Then I saw my primary teacher, Sister Smith, in her front yard. She waved and said hello. I felt blessed to have a nice primary teacher who loves me and teaches me. When I got home, Brady was there to wag her tail while I petted her. I was thankful for Brady. Tonight at family home evening, Mom and Dad taught us more about Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for them. I'm most thankful for Jesus and all He's done for me. Wow, Karen exclaimed. I never realized how much there is to be thankful for. Well, there's more, Katie said. When Mom reminded us to say our prayers, I was thankful for prayer itself. Not only can I talk to Heavenly Father any time and thank Him for all He's given me, but I can ask Him for help with my problems. With that, Katie turned off the lamp and snuggled down in her bed. Suddenly, Karen turned the lamp back on. What's wrong? Katie asked. Nothing. I just need to say another prayer. I have a lot to thank Heavenly Father for, too. Katie closed her eyes tight and turned toward the wall. She had a feeling that Karen would be praying for a long time. My Book of Prophets. Note, these pages are to be added to the book started in The Friend, September 2001, pages 32 to 33. We have the pictures of four more of our Latter-day Prophets, George Albert Smith, David O. McKay, Joseph Fielding Smith, and Harold B. Lee. You may need assistance with this activity. Remove page 39 from the magazine, glue it to heavy paper, and color the pictures. Cut out the pages and punch holes on the circles. Stack the four pictures with Harold B. Lee on the bottom, then Joseph Fielding Smith, then David O. McKay and George Albert Smith on top. On the back of each page, write what you have learned about that prophet during the year. Add the pages to the back of the book you started in September. The last four prophets will appear next month. End of section, Four Little Friends. Poem.